Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena, Kirsten, how
Morena.
Are you?
I'm good today.
We're taking a small detour from the Top 95 Countdown to talk about
Brazil.
Brazil.
So this is a Brazilian music called Bossa Nova.
Woohoo.
Is this a dance as well?
This is not one of those. Okay, but you're right. Most of those, samba, which is a big bass, and you're right. Most of those are dances. And you're right. So, yeah, it's good to point that out because this is actually different. So this is a Brazilian pop music that sort of started in the late 50s and then was a huge hit in the States for some reason the early 60s, which is why now we all know it and it's so famous. So back in that time, American artists all like recorded bossa nova albums. Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Doris Day. Then jazz artists recorded bossa nova albums too, like Dave Brubeck and Quincy Jones. This was all in the early 60s. Mm-hmm. It was just so popular. And so obviously it was kind of a fad in America, whereas in Brazil it never died. It's still a really important part of their music.
Because it was on films and stuff like that as well, hey?
Yeah, like you'll definitely feel the sound. And then it's had this more recent usage with, you know, either artists tapping into it or sampling it. So, like, it has such a really large span and big influence. But yeah, film music, like that Quincy Jones that I mentioned.
Yeah.
His bossa nova song is the theme for Austin Powers. That is bossa nova.
Classic.
So should we start with the first track? So this is one of the OGs.
Yeah, so this is from 1966.
Ooh, straight into it there.
Ooh, so you feel that syncopated beat.
It's an incredibly recognizable rhythm, eh? This is very famous, yes. Yeah.
It was a big hit in the States. The biggest hit just before it was, this was from 1966, was The Girl from Ipanema.
A classic.
64.
Okay.
So you get that sexy female voice singing in Portuguese. And Portuguese has a lot of sort of je and sh sounds.
There you go. This is definitely another genre where if we were not radio, if we were TV, maybe you could see the fantastic dancing that's happening in the studio right now.
Yeah, we're all jiggling. Shoulder jiggles.
I feel like I need tassels on my shirt, you know?
So, you get this sexy woman's voice. A lot of it, not this song as much, but some of the other ones are acoustic guitar.
Okay.
With like nylon strings, you know, that's softer. Because Spanish guitar is harsher and pluckier.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this was like a smooth.
So is this like club music? How did this sort of like originate?
Yeah, it's sort of like, so it was influenced by jazz and samba. So samba was one of those really Latin dances and jazz in Brazil. And then they made the smooth version for Rio. The Rio, like,
okay,
you know, wealthy middle and upper middle class life. You
it's
know,
kind of loungy.
Rio,
then.
Yes.
I feel like I, you know, need a cocktail and a pair of nice sunglasses.
And a bikini and
a holiday
just the
to
bottom
Rio.
Part. Just the bottom part. And for you music nerds out there, you'll recognize like a lot of seventh and ninth chords. So it was like influenced by jazz, but then went back and influenced jazz. Like it sort of went, you know, jazz then copied back from bossa nova. There's some other Latin percussions like claves and cabasa, you know, the shaky ones.
The shaky ones and the tappy ones.
And the tappy ones.
And the clacky ones.
This is my possible. this is the musicological terms.
What's the next one, Tess?
This is Hope. So this is a new one. This is Hope Tyler. Am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah,
Tyler?
So this is from 2019.
Oh, wow.
So this is Love Stained.
So there you go. There's your bossa nova.
Yeah.
So is this an example of someone
she's
sampling
British.
It?
No, she's redoing it. Yeah.
She's redoing it.
I'll make it better.
Now you can hear the British.
Yeah. What's her name?
Hope Tyler.
It's really nice, though.
She's like sort of a queer, cool, brown girl.
Yeah.
British. She's got like, she's 21.
Awesome.
And like
a bit of like a, not like a diva, but like her album cover is like her in a disco ball.
This sounds like it's got a little bit of an R&B influence.
Definitely.
In it.
Yeah. She feels she mixed bossa nova with R&B, but why a 21-year-old British girl, you know, is bringing back that
bossa nova.
Yeah, so you can hear that in that guitar.
I think it's such an interesting genre for how, like, you can see the OG and then this.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, that's really cool that it's kind of.
And I guess her vocals, you know, you had that kind of really, that female vocals of the original song, yeah. Bossa Nova. And she's copying that sort of chill, smooth.
Quite, yeah, husky sort of sound.
One description called Bossa Nova devilishly smooth.
Oh.
Devilishly.
Somebody's texted in about Burt Bacharach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, he played with it. You think of Elvis has a Bossa Nova Baby song.
Oh, yes.
And then there's this old song that if you have any problems, you can just blame it on the Bossa Nova.
That's blame it on the moonlight, on the Bossa Nova,
on the boogie.
On the boogie, whatever you want.
So that was Edie Gourmet. Yeah, so all those guys in the early 60s had like a play with it.
That's so cool. This has got a bit of a Georgia Smith vibe to it, I reckon, if we're going contemporary pop as well. Is she from London?
I think so. She studied definitely in Cambridge.
Okay.
I kind of can't remember now. But then she's added Caribbean, you got the steel drums there. But just obviously, you know, as a musician, hearing this old sound and bringing it.
Yeah. Someone else has said Nouvelle Vague as well.
Okay. I don't know that one. And apparently, Nova means new. And Bossa meant like a cool thing, like boss. You know,
this
like that's
cool,
boss.
Cool
it's like
thing.
Cool thing. Cool new wave,
I
new
love
thing.
It.
Yeah.
What's so the next one we've got?
Easy Raider by Pomona
Dreams. So this is 2017. Again, weird. These are a Swedish duo.
Oh, wow. A Swedish bossa nova.
This one's different again. Like, you have the kind of R&B influence and then...
But you can still hear that female vocals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that sort of syncopated beat.
So this is one that maybe would take you a minute to be like, bossa nova, you know? But it definitely
but
has...
But to me, her voice, as soon as that... Da, ba, ba,
yeah.
Yeah. So this was 2017. Nick, a lot of the reviews just call this more like lounge music. So it's like...
Right, yeah, yeah.
But it is a type of lounge music, which is bossa nova, which has just been sort of transformed into a lounge music. It wasn't necessarily originally, it was sort of a
So is
jazz.
There... controversy over like whether the newer stuff is still considered bossa nova?
No, this seems to be one that Brazilians seem to be kind of happy about.
Yeah.
You know, they're not calling it cultural appropriation. I guess they feel like the link to Brazil is still strong enough that it's not being overlooked. You know, with cultural appropriation, it's where you lose it. And they seem really proud. Like, we made such a great music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That everyone loves it. It's 2019. Here's these young people still like
being
digging on it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're super proud of it. Like,
that's so cool.
Yeah. So go ahead and do your Girl from Ipanema cover. It's not cultural appropriation. They will love it. I guess also Brazil's not like super vulnerable. You know, there's like, we got Brazilians of people. We're not worried about being culturally erased.
Nouvelle Vague. Someone said bossa nova versions of punk classics.
Oh, wow.
That's what it is.
That's very cool.
So what year would that be?
I gotta love the BFM listenership's knowledge.
I know, like, what?
It's so impressive.
But so even here, why is a punk band...
Hive mind.
Yeah, why is a punk band, you know, doing bossa nova version? You know, like, it's just such a... Its reach is and popularity is really big.
Someone else said there's a band from Japan... Pizzicato 5 or something.
Oh, okay.
Sounds very cool.
Actually, that sounds familiar. I didn't come across in my research, but I think I've heard of them before.
I love the BFM Hive Mind.
I thought that sounded familiar too. Maybe it popped up. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I think I've come across them, but I didn't come across it this week. Or
well, I enjoyed that.
I like bossa nova. I think puts you in a very chilled out headspace, which is nice.
And I think it's
raise
cool.
the temperature a couple of degrees, I reckon.
Yeah.
It's cool to see. Yeah, it's really cool to see the OG and then the new stuff
yeah.
being like
yeah.
not controversial, just... accepted.
Yeah, so go ahead and play with it. Well, obviously, you know, that punk band or Japanese bands, like, it's definitely sort of out there for play instead of, like, sort of a taboo or a protected art or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks
very
much.
Thank you very much, Kirsten. I enjoyed that. I feel like we've been on a little holiday.
What's next week?
Oof. Techno.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. What? Oh, wait, you guys like it?
That's going to be great.
The air horns.
Oh, my God. Can't wait.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Ooh.